lot of tricks, a lot of motions to get us, get the safety secondaries out of miscommunication, out of alignment. But you got to do a good job just communicating and being in the right place.
Willie Tiger said that this team's maybe the most athletic team you've faced so far. What have you seen from film out of their offense?
Oh, they have a lot of weapons. Kill Harry, the big receiver. He's a big guy. You know, we got to tackle him very physical. And Kalen Ballage. We know that they're big, but not a lot of experience on the offensive line. But, I mean, we don't need everybody this week, and we got to be physical. We got to play as a team and as a gang.
Got to gang tackle.
Do you remember much of the last time you guys played in Tempe?
Oh, yeah. I know these guys a lot. It's my third time playing them, so, I mean, I'm familiar with their system. I know guys on that team, and I know what they want to do. They have nothing to lose right now. It's a lot of stuff going on, like how we was last year. So, I mean, they're going to try to come out and play their best game and won't want to beat us. But we got to be ready, keep continuing what we're doing and getting better each day.
How's it feel to be 3-0 going into Pac-12 play?
It feels good, but it's a new season for us right now. I mean, we just started the league, and we know that every game in league is going to be our best game. So we just got to take each game, you know, week by week and try to get better every week.
What's Nick Pickett doing so well at practice?
Well, he listens, and he asks questions when, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. And for me, as a guy who knows a lot of game situations, I've been on the field a long time, and that's just one thing that's making him different from all the other freshmen, and is able to let him come out and play, because, I mean, he listens, he does little things right, and he's going to continue to get better every day.
Do you kind of feel like the dad in the backfield with, you know, Nick and and Billy back there as well?
I wouldn't say that. More of an uncle, big brother role. But I mean, I love them guys. They're really tough for just being a freshman. I remember when I was out there and Eric Dargan and all them was, you know, having me around and stuff like that. So it's kind of feels crazy because I'm the one doing it now. But I mean, it's good. That's the type of player I am, and you know, I'm just glad they're able to help us.
Nick sent out a tweet after that Wyoming game that the defense doesn't get love. How much does that motivate you guys with all that was said about you last season and this offseason, you know, to continue to just push forward and have big games like you did last week?
Well, since I've been here, the secondary's been beat up since the veterans left, and we're just trying to just let everybody know that, you know, we have some guys that can play ball as well as everybody else around the country, and we're not worried about what happened last year. You know, we're just worried about this year and just trying to get better. Every single day of practice, we're out here taking it serious, and we're challenging guys, so I think that's the difference.
Is there a moment maybe in fall camp or the season where you're like, yeah, we're a lot better than what we've shown previously?
Definitely. I mean, we just had to put a lot more effort, and, you know, a lot of guys got to believe it. I mean, once you believe it and you know that you're putting in the work every single day, then you got to go out there and show it every single day.
Harry, what do you remember about that Oregon at Arizona State game 2 years ago?
Well, I know I was a sophomore. That was my second game playing corner, so it was a good atmosphere. It was a late game. It was hot. That was my first time seeing Kalen Ballage. Me and him got into it a couple of times. He had a nice run against us, but I mean, I made a big play, and Arion made a big play that game, and it was just a tough one coming out of that game with a victory in three overtimes. Hopefully, we don't got to play that many snaps this time, but I mean, we'll be ready for whatever.
What's your take on all the Pac-12 After Dark hype?
It's serious, and just got to be ready. You know, you might be the last one playing that night, and, you know, just got to be ready when it's your turn.
Do you like playing night games?
It really doesn't matter. I'm going to be ready for any time, and that's the whole point about this game. You got to be ready when your time is called.
Do you remember what Arion was like after that game? Because he came in and gave us probably the best press conference we've had.
Oh, that was when he came out of his shell, you know, made a big play, and he was able to, you know, just be comfortable with that win, and he know that he made a big play to help us win. You know, he just got out of his shell, and that's what Arion Spring is. That's what he does.
He seems like a guy that's never, like, shying away from showing his confidence in things, but it seems like when he's able to then produce on that, it's like kind of like the perfect storm for that sort of personality.
Definitely. I mean, you never know what you're going to get at Arion some days, but when he's, you know, he's on and he's having a good day, that's the best Arion. We love that Arion, so we're trying to make that every day for him.
Maybe the defensive line and their ability to get pressures to help you guys on the back end?
Well, I just felt like we have a lot of depth this year, and with a lot of veterans that played, Henry and Scott Vagano, and a lot of guys was coming in to help. Khalil is doing a good job, and a lot of guys don't have to play a lot of snaps like we did last year. Last year, we was a lack of depth. A lot of freshmen came in this year. Austin's doing a good job holding his own and you know, making plays too as well. So I just feel like we're just a different team this year. A lot of guys just have a different swagger about themselves, and we're just trying to prove everybody wrong.
Is it noticeable, though, in the secondary where you can tell maybe the quarterback doesn't have as much time that he previously did?
Well, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we played against a lot of, us as a group, we played against a lot of tough quarterbacks in our careers. And like I said, last week was a big task for us. But, I mean, we've been in that situation before with golf. And we know that we have a running quarterback to face this week. And, you know, we have to do a good job as a team and just tackle.